Okay, so we will learn text 22 from chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita. The name of chapter 9 in Bhagavad Gita is the most confidential knowledge. That is the name of the 9th chapter. Okay, Ananyas.
Ananyas. Ananyas. Ananyas.
Chinta.
Chinta. Chinta. Chinta.
Yanto mam.
Yanto mam. Yanto mam. Yanto mam.
Ye jana.
Ye jana. Ye jana. Ye jana.
Pariyupasate.
Pariyupasate. Pariyupasate. Pariyupasate.
Tesham.
Tesham. Tesham. Tesham.
Nityabhi.
Nityabhi. Nityabhi. Nityabhi.
Yuktanam.
Yuktanam. Yuktanam. Yuktanam.
Yoga.
Yoga. Yoga. Yoga.
Kshemam.
Kshemam. Kshemam. Kshemam.
Vahamyaham.
Vahamyaham. Vahamyaham. Vahamyaham.
Okay. This is recited like this. Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ye jana pariyupasate.
Ye jana pariyupasate. Ye jana pariyupasate. Ye jana pariyupasate.
Tesham nityabhiyuktanam.
Tesham nityabhiyuktanam. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam.
Yogakshemam vahamyaham.
Yogakshemam vahamyaham. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. Yogakshemam vahamyaham.
Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ye jana pariyupasate.
Ye jana pariyupasate. Ye jana pariyupasate.
Tesham nityabhiyuktanam.
Tesham nityabhiyuktanam. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam.
Yogakshemam vahamyaham.
Yogakshemam vahamyaham. Yogakshemam vahamyaham.
Now I'll recite the whole verse. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ye jana pariyupasate. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam. Yogakshemam vahamyaham.
Ananyas chintayanto mam. Ye jana pariyupasate. Tesham nityabhiyuktanam. Yogakshemam vahamyaham.
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai!
But those who?
Those.
This is the meaning of this, what we recited now. That's the meaning of that. But those who?
But those who?
Always?
Always.
Worship me?
Worship me.
With?
With.
Exclusive?
Exclusive.
Devotion?
Devotion.
Meditating?
Meditating.
On my?
On my.
Transcendental?
Transcendental.
Form?
Form.
To them?
To them.
I carry?
I carry.
What they lack?
What they lack.
And?
And.
I preserve?
I preserve.
What they have?
What they have.
Okay, for this, I'll try to tell a story of a person. His name was Gita Pandit. Because he would enjoy every day to read Bhagavad Gita. Every day he would read Bhagavad Gita in his house. And he was not a very rich person. What he would do is, every day he would go, this person, he lived in Orissa. Every day he would go to everyone's house and, you know, you beg for alms. You, whatever you get, you know, you get rice or dal, whatever you get, he was satisfied. Huh? Something like that. So you go and you ask for alms. He didn't work. Whatever he would get, that he would come. he would cook, he would offer to Krishna, and he would accept it. He wouldn't say, I want this, I want that, nothing. Whatever he would get, he was happy with that. He had children, his wife was there, and he would give them whatever he could get. But once, in what happened in the rainy season, it rained very heavily in Orissa. So what happened, he couldn't go out because it was raining very heavily. But he was very happy. Oh, I'll get more time to read Bhagavad Gita. Because every day he would read this full Bhagavad Gita. Every day he would read, and he would enjoy doing that. So that is why his name was Gita Pandit. So every day he would read this, and what happened, it rained heavily, so he couldn't go out. So for 3-4 days he didn't go out. He was happy reading Bhagavad Gita, he was happy with that. But what happened, the wife and children, they didn't, please don't play with the kartal, it's Balramji, you should not use it, only you should use it only when you are doing kirtan. Okay, so this wife, she started complaining, hey, you are not going outside, then how food will come in our house, how our children will be fed. So when she told like this, he said, don't worry, Krishna will make some arrangement. But she was not able to control. She was saying, see, our children, their stomachs have gone inside because they have not eaten anything for so many days. So then she started complaining. So what he did is, this comes in the 9th chapter, 22nd verse, right, in Bhagavad Gita. So he showed her, see what Krishna says in this 9th chapter, in this verse, Krishna says that who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on me, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Means, I give them what they don't have, and what they are having, I keep it. I preserve it. So, but she couldn't, see, if you are very hungry, if I come and tell you that chant this verses, your hunger will not be fulfilled. Unless if you are in the highest spiritual platform, that's a different thing. But otherwise, that will not fill. You need something to eat. So then she was not satisfied with that. And what she did, when her husband was sleeping, she took that Bhagavad Gita, she took that page, she took that verse, she took her pen, and with the red pen, she scratched that verse. She scratched it. And she went to sleep. Because she was very angry, very hungry, yes, angry, hungry, everything. And when she was sleeping, tuk, 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 the door, this knock was there on the door. So she went and opened the door. So what happened? There were very beautiful two boys were standing. They were very beautiful. One was black in color, one was white in color. Okay, yeah, I know, all of you know. Okay, so those two boys had come, and they said, Mataji, we have got some ingredients for you. And she said, what ingredients you have bought? So then she saw that a big bag full of rice, big bag full of dal, whatever ingredients you require for cooking, oil, everything, salt, sugar, everything was there. And they said, you please take this. So then she was very happy. She got all the things for cooking. So she said, hey, you please wait, I'll do one thing, I'll cook, I'll offer to the Lord and I'll give it to you. I'll give you prasad. They said, I have got some, this thing, scratches on my tongue, the black boy said. So then, that's why I'll not be able to eat, so I'm going. So they both left. So she went inside, she called her husband, see what we got all the ingredients in our house. So then she went and she cooked and she offered to the Lord and she said, now come on, we all will take prasad. So the husband said, who bought all these things? So then she said, two boys came. So he said, did you ask them to stay for some time and take prasad? So she said, I told, but that black boy said that he had some scratches in his tongue. So then he said, scratches in the tongue, bring Bhagavad Gita. So then he opened that Bhagavad Gita, and in that verse there were scratches, no? Because these words, this what you recited now, they are the words that have come from the tongue of Lord Krishna. Okay, so it is non-different from Krishna. It is equal to Krishna. So she has scratched that verse, so those scratches, they came in the tongue of Lord Krishna. So powerful are the verses of Bhagavad Gita. So then she felt very bad for what she had done. So then he said, come, we'll go and beg for forgiveness to Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. And they went and they prayed to Lord Jagannath. She begged for forgiveness. And then it never happened. They were always happy because the Lord carries, I mean, he protects each and every of his devotee. There is one more pastime. Can you pass me that picture of Pancha Tattva? I want to tell you something. Is everyone able to see this picture?
Yes.
This one? Okay. So in these 5 days, I want to tell you about these five, the Pancha Tattva. Basically, Lord Krishna, he gave this book. Is everyone able to hear what I am saying?
Yes.
This is Bhagavad Gita. So Lord Krishna, he spoke this 5000 years before. This consists of 18 chapters and 700 shlokas. He told this 5000 years before. And see, basically, now if you buy a scooter or a car or a microwave oven or a washing machine, so it just comes new in your house. How to operate it? You get a manual with that, isn't it? What if you don't use the manual? What will happen?
Accident.
Yeah, accident, disaster, all these things. Similarly, the Lord, he has made this human body, and this is the manual for this body. So if you use this, then you will be successful in your life. So, and it's very simple. It's not very difficult. For a simple example, every day you drink water, isn't it? Krishna says in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, I am the taste of water. So see, you now it is summer season, you all are playing, you come running home, you come and drink water, you feel satisfaction, isn't it? That satisfaction is only because of Krishna's presence in that water. So whenever you drink water, before that, you just have to thank the Lord by saying, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. So simple. Is it difficult?
No.
That's all you have to say. That is what is said in Bhagavad Gita. So like that, the main instruction of Bhagavad Gita is, just surrender to me, don't worry. Please repeat what I said.
Just surrender to me, don't worry.
But now, how to surrender to the Lord? What does that mean? For that, the Lord says in 9th chapter and in 18th chapter, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhaktu. That is, always think of me, offer obeisances to me, worship me. But now, how can you always think of the Lord? To show that, see, we are in this age of science, we are in the scientific age, isn't it? Like your teacher tells you, if you do that experiment of evaporation, then the salt remains, isn't it? But until and unless you don't go and do in the lab, you do it personally, you see, yes, only salt is remaining after the evaporation. Until and unless you don't believe your teacher, isn't it? Because we are in the scientific age. So, the Lord, he comes, Lord Krishna himself, he comes as this, in between, can you see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
This is Chaitanya. Is everyone able to see?
Yes.
So, Lord comes as this Chaitanya and he shows that this is the way you should stand and you should glorify the Lord. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So, he comes and shows this. And whenever he comes, along with him, everybody from the spiritual world come to assist in his mission. So, Balaram ji, he comes as Nityananda. This is Nityananda. Balaram ji comes as Nityananda. So first is Chaitanya. Krishna comes as?
Chaitanya.
Balaram comes as?
Nityananda.
Very good. Anantasesha. Actually, Anantasesha, on whom the Lord is lying. All of you must have seen that picture, isn't it? Anantasesha. He comes as, he expands in every form to serve the Lord. He becomes the Lord's slippers, the Lord's umbrella, he becomes the Lord's bed, he comes as Balaram ji, he comes as Lakshman, he comes as Nityananda when the Lord comes as Chaitanya. You followed up till now?
Now, Srimati Radharani. She comes as this Gadadhar Pandit. See the third one from here. This is Chaitanya. This is Nityananda. This is Gadadhar. So, Krishna comes as?
Chaitanya. Nityananda.
Who comes as Nityananda?
Balram.
Balramji. And who comes as Gadadhar?
Radha.
We should say Srimati Radharani. Okay? We should always say Srimati Radharani. She is so great. She is always serving the Lord. So we should not say Radharani. Say Srimati Radharani. Shri Krishna. Okay? And this one. This side. This is actually Brahma Ji and Lord Shiva combined. Lord Shiva also comes to assist. Lord Brahma also comes to assist to in the mission of Lord Krishna. They come as Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva. Yes, yes. And Brahma Ji came as
Haridas
Thakur. Yesterday we saw Advaita Acharya. Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva combined come as Advaita Acharya. This is Advaita Acharya. Can you repeat what I
said?
Vishnu is avatar of Krishna. It comes in, yes, it comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not saying this, it comes in Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, I'll show you the picture also sometime. The movie. That is Dash Avatar. Yes, Dash Avatar that Lord Vishnu has taken. Basically, this all things, when as you grow up, we have something called Bhakti Vedanta College, where we study these books in depth. Actually, there are 22 incarnations that are coming out from Lord Krishna. Those picture also I will show you sometime.
Then, how can Krishna is present as Vishnu?
Right? Yes.
Then, how can Vishnu and Shiva combine in Vishnu?
They can become. In spiritual world, everything is possible. Here, we cannot do with our logics. Actually, one more thing is there. In spiritual world, you will be amazed to listen to this. 1 minus 1 is 1. In spiritual world. That is in simple language for you. If you take away Krishna from Krishna, still Krishna will remain. Can you follow this?
Yeah.
It's a little difficult to understand, but that is the truth. You will understand when you surrender to the Maha Mantra. Don't worry, you people are doing excellent. Now we just understand, Lord Shiva and Vishnu have come as Advaita Acharya and this is Balram has come as Nityananda,
Chaitanya,
and Narada Muni has come as Shiva's Thakur. You follow? This is Shiva's. So just let us revise. 1 minute. Lord Krishna came as?
Chaitanya.
Very good. And Srimati Radharani came as?
Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar Pandit. Then Lord Vishnu and Shiva combined came as?
Advaita.
And Balramji came as?
Nityananda.
And Narada Muni came as?
Srivas
Thakur. Srivas. S-R-I-V-A-S. Srivas. Okay? Very good. So this is the Pancha Tattva. You know, you all are very special. Because this knowledge, the Lord will reveal only to special children. Not to everyone. You all have been chosen by the Lord to listen about this. Okay. So next... The Srivas Thakur, he had 4 brothers. Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, Srinidhi. Srivas,
Sriram,
Sripati, Srinidhi. So these 4 brothers, they would continuously do Kirtan at home. This Maha Mantra. He was an incarnation of Narada Muni, no? So every day he would do this Kirtan. So this... One day what happened, this Chaitanya, who is Krishna, all of you understood now?
Yeah.
This Chaitanya who is Krishna, he came to Shiva's house. And he said that, Shiva's, you are constantly chanting the names of Krishna. You are not going for any job. Then what will you do? for your survival. You go to job, then only you will get this, no? How? Yeah. If you just go on doing kirtan, who is going to give your food? So Shivas Thakur, he just did and kept quiet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shivas, I am asking you, you are doing kirtan 24 hours. You are not going for job. Who is going to maintain you? So Shivas said, again he did. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shivas, I am asking you, you are not working, then who will maintain you? So Shivas said, my Lord, in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 22nd verse, you say, Ananya Sintayanto Mame Jana Pariyupasate Tesha Nitya Abhiyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyaham. I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Means, and who is always chanting my glories? You said that if you always sing my name, I will arrange for everything. That is why I am not worried. And even if it happens that suppose in my house there is nothing, say suppose everything finishes, then what I will do? I will clap 3 times and what I will do? I will jump into Ganga. I will end up my life. If a day comes that you will not protect me, because always he is singing the name of the Lord, so the Lord will protect him definitely. But even if it happens that nothing is there at home, then I will end up my life. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy with his answer. He said, Shrivas, you have won my heart. So I promise you, even if a day comes, if Lakshmi Devi, see, everyone worships Om Jaya Jagadish, give me car, give me bus, give me this, isn't it? So, even if a day comes that Lakshmi has to take a begging bowl, will it ever happen? No. If at all it happens, but still in your house, everything will be full. You will never have to suffer for anything. This was the promise given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that if you chant the names of the Lord every day, you won't have any problems. All problems solve. Just chant the names of the Lord. Is it so difficult? No. And it's very easy. We don't have to do tapasya, take bath early in the morning, cold water. I mean, that all are the other things. But this is very easy. Very easy process. Okay. So this is the meaning of this word.